And today's news clip comes from the Wall Street Journal, looking at how Japan has its finger on the pulse of futuristic shopping.
Paying the tab with a fingerprint. The idea has touched off interest among Japanese retailers. And foreign tourists can now try it out. The fingerprint payment service comes from Liquid, a Tokyo startup. Travelers first register their fingerprint, passport, and credit card information at their hotel. Then, at the store, they can pay simply by resting their finger on a sensor. The service first started in Ikebukuro, a major shopping district in Tokyo. It's called biometrics authentication, verifying people's identity through their fingerprints, veins, or facial features. The global market is $2 billion a year and growing fast. Japanese companies like Fujitsu and NEC have advanced technology in the field that's used by border control agents and law enforcement. Until recently, they haven't done much consumer business. Now, the fingerprint payment service is spreading to restaurants and the theme park House Ten Boss. It's an alternative to mobile payment systems using smartphones from Apple or Samsung. In Back to the Future 2, people use their thumbs to pay for their cab ride. It may not be long before similar scenes play out in Tokyo, in real life.
Now, I've already seen this happen over at Disney World.
Well, it's a pretty good idea. It's sort of like Apple Pay when you think about it. Apple Pay is almost on the forefront of that. Yeah. But I love the pun there. Okay, so we're talking about fingerprint, paying with a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And the guy says, quote, touched off. Now, don't tell me he wasn't planning that little pun. He was probably giving himself a high five after he did that. No, hey, it's a great idea. What's wrong with it? It's hard to steal my identity when it's my thumb that counts.
Unless, exactly.
You know, if they chop your thumb off, we got a whole different story. We got a whole different problem. Right. You can't do a thumbs up to anybody anymore. You can't hitchhike. What do you think, Kit? I think it's a great idea, Thomas. You're kind of silent over there. What do you think? You're young. You're a young guy too. You're a millennial kind of guy.
I am, right?
So you guys are both millennials. What do you think?
Well, I'm an active user of the Apple Touch ID and the payment systems there, and I really enjoy it when I do see it. I think my only concern, honestly, with that and the things like we're talking about here today, is the money. If something were to get hacked, is it insured? Is it safe? Mm-hmm. But
it's a lot easier than having your credit card stored on your iPhone, which a lot of people do. If your iPhone's stolen and someone busts the password open, they've got everything.
That's true.
At least need your thumb.
On the other hand, they are saying, as part of that this is the same company who's dealt with Border Patrol and law enforcement. Mm. And there are people out there who feel uncomfortable with, like, the government having their fingerprints.
But if you've applied for any kind of permit, or if you're in a financial world, you have to give your fingerprints right away for any kind of financial license. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a passport, you don't have to give fingerprints for passports, do you?
I probably should. Any background check?
Okay, background checks and all that. You know, here's a little simple secret for you guys and everybody listening. No matter what you do in this life, somebody's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the secret is to make the most people possible comfortable. And I really think the thumbprint makes a lot of sense to me.
And then the
retinal scan, we hear about your eyeballs too. So those are two things that are unique to you, your eyeballs and your thumb. So to me, I think that's a lot better protection and a lot better system than just having your credit cards in your wallet or that can be stolen easy from the locker room and all that kind of thing.
I do like the idea of it being connected back to your hotel for tourists going around, because you
don't have to worry about a key anymore.
You don't have to worry about a key. You don't have to worry about getting mugged. The tourists are going to have the most crimes committed against them because they are out of their element. They don't know where they should or shouldn't be walking. So take the payment plan out of the equation, and suddenly
no reason to rob anybody for a wallet if they don't have one.
Exactly.
Now the problem would be maybe they kidnap them and make them buy them stuff with their thumb or something. But I mean, that's a lot. You could use a toy gun made out of your finger to steal their thumb. I don't know. See me hold my toy gun up with my fingers. No, I don't know. To me, it's more safe. But we're always going to have concerns. And yes, I agree. Nobody wants too much government knowing too much about them. But this is a really good strategy. When you think of all the things you can do instead of not have to carry anymore, using your thumb to do a whole bunch of stuff makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Well, Coach gives a thumbs up to the finger paying. Thank you so much. And he also gives a thumbs up to his team of financial coaches across the country. And if you have a question or would like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a local financial coach right there in your area, you can call Coach Pete's personal hotline right now. And he'll get you in touch with your local financial coach, 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. 604-1099. Pull out your phone now and let your fingers do the walking. We're looking out for you here on the Financial Safari.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Susie Welch, in her book 10-10-10, A Life-Transforming Idea, suggests this test when it comes to making decisions. Ask yourself how you'll feel about your decision in 10 minutes, or in 10 months, in 10 years. Of course, with some decisions, there's no way of knowing how you'll feel years down the road, but it does make you think. When it comes to large purchases and decisions involving money management, invoking the 10-10-10 rule may not be a bad idea. If you have reservations, by all means, you can clear them up. You can get second opinions. You can consult with others until your yellow light either turns red or green. If the light is red, then you can stop. You can pick a new course. If your light is green, that's a signal to go ahead and make that decision. Inaction and indecision when something is right for you can be just as damaging to your wealth as the wrong action.